University of Kentucky Broadcast Network. Time for another edition of Summer Cat Chat with all the good cat fans who are hanging around waiting for the season to start again. Alongside me, as always, Cat's Paws publisher emeritus, Oscar Gold.
I didn't think you'd ever go get around to saying my name. Hi, everybody, Oscar Gold here. Of course, you know I'm down in Florida talking on the satellite. I got lived out here in Florida 6 months and one day, so I don't got to pay no taxes. That's the way it worked down there. You know I love Kentucky, but I can't live there and pay taxes because I'm afraid they'll go to help Louisville get an arena. That'd be the worst thing in the world if we built an arena with tax dollars, because that means Kentucky fans would have to help pay for Louisville to get an arena.
Well, you're sure right about that, old man. But the good news is, apparently the Louisville leaders are talking about building one down close to the river, and we can just hope that a big flood comes through and pulls the whole thing into the water. Cat fans would love that if it were to float downstream and take Rick Pitino and his ilk all the way down to the Mississippi River.
No, don't go cursing the state of Mississippi like that. There's SEC down there in Mississippi. Anyhow, we're here to talk to you, cat fans. If you want to get on the phone, it's 1-800-GET-A-LIFE. Hello, your old cat chat with Oscar Dave. What you want?
Hey, boy, this is Johnny Gobbler. I'm a big cat fan. I love the cats. Hey, listen, I've turned on the TV all day today looking for some wildcat news, and all they's talking about London getting some bombs. Who cares? When they gonna get back to talking about whether Randolph Morris is gonna come play for the Cats again? I'm a hang-up listener to your answer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sick and tired of hearing about London has some bombs go off fire. So what? It ain't like us Americans or something. They're a bunch of soccer lovers. They don't know nothing about no basketball. Who cares?
Well, hold on, fellas. We're talking about the scourge of terrorism, and we should be up in arms about our best brothers over in Britain getting attacked by terrorists.
Well, yeah, I know you talk about people losing their lives, Don, but it still ain't as important as Kentucky basketball. Let's go to line number 6. Hello, you old Cat Chat Summer Nation. What's on your mind?
Don't cats. This is Ike White from Pikeville. I love the cats. My daddy told me to say that the only terrorists that we should worry about is people who try to sign up our players and get them to go to the pros early. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Your daddy's a smart man because he's absolutely right. Because that's what happens when these boys run off to the NBA too soon. It terrorizes the coach because he thinks he ain't going to win next year, and he gets fearful for his whole career because some boy think he's going to make some money in the NBA. So tell your daddy he's a good cat fan and thanks for it. Let's get another telephone line here. Hello, you old Kite Chat.
Yo, dog, this is Randolph Morris. Would you please tell Mr. Kitely to go into the Wildcat Lodge and pack up all my clothes and my shoes and my bling bling, put them in a box and send them to Randolph Morris in care of the Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta, Georgia. And you go tell Coach Tubby Smith to sit by the fax machine because I'm going to be faxing him a picture of my booty.
Well, Oscar, do you still think he's coming back?
Oh, yeah, he's a coming back. They just play a little hardball negotiation. That probably weren't even really him. I bet you he's sitting in his bedroom right now, hugging on his big blue wildcat blanket, hoping that they'll take him back. He probably figured out how he's going to get a pair of knee pads so he can crawl all the way back to the lecture and beg Tubby Smith for some love.
I hope you're right. Otherwise, we'll have to depend on Big Woo and Shigari in the middle next year, and it could make for a long, bleak year.
Well, let's go on back and turn on the TV and let them talk about London a little bit more. I mean, I know it's a sad story, but why they talk about terrorists? You know who done it. Them Frenchies done it to them because they lost the Olympics thing to them. Check that big frog out. I bet you he probably the one who done it.
It's time again for Chuck Olmstead Action News.
Hello, Melissa. Chuck Olmstead Action News flying high across the city in news tumult. That's right. Another news show is about to pop up and is creating a lot of ill will among the various television stations, some of whom didn't think of doing this, and others who were offended because they already have a newscast. Earlier today, I stopped by the television think tank, and believe me, it's a small room. And now with the two managers from the stations in contention, Mr. Klingel from WHAS, and that other feller from Fox 41, here's that interview now. Mr. Lab, how do you feel about having some competition news at 10 o'clock?
Not much to worry about. I am quite honest about this. For 15 years, the people have trusted us. It is, after all, the news at 10.
Very good, sir, but Robert Klingel, who's the station manager, WHS 11, is also here. You're coming in at 10 o'clock, sir. Do you feel like you can win?
WHAS News will rank among the top TV stations of all time in the universe.
That's a very bold statement you're making there, sir. But, you know, the big decision is for a man with his remote control or the lady of the house deciding which channel we're going to watch at 10 o'clock at night. Mr. Lamb, how are you going to assure people that they come to your station?
The people have trusted us. 15 years speaks for itself. The name of the show is The News at 10.
You've got a point there, Mr. Lamb. Mr. Klingel from WHS, how are you going to counter a long-held name like The News at 10?
Okay, we'll give them that one, but that's why we'll call our news WHAS News at 9:59.
Mr. Lamb, he's got one on you there.
You know what? I'm warming up to the phrase Fox News at 9:58.
WHAS News at 9:57.
56.
55.
54.
53.
52.
51.
50.
Hold it!
Fox News at 9:30. And we're bringing back Presto the Clown to do the weather.
Okay. WHAS News at 9:15. And Angie Humphrey does sports topless.
All right. Fox News at 9 with Jerry Springer interviewing homewreckers.
WHAS News at 8:30 with Elizabeth Vargas getting a tattoo back there.
I hate you for stealing U of L.
And I hate you for not stealing Oprah Winfrey. She's so overpriced.
You're a low-down dirty
you rat. Dirty you dirty rat. You're lying.
Back live to the Action News helicopter. Chuck Olmstead doesn't pay any attention to any of the newscasts on television. I'm too busy checking out Jessica Simpson over on MTV in hopes that she'll find her way to the tanning bed. Why am I the Action News helicopter paid for by some station whose name I can't remember? This is Chuck Olmstead, Action News. Back to you, Melissa!
Join us again next time for more adventures with Chuck Olmstead, Action News.
My dad can beat you up.
Oh, whoop. That really scares me, kid. Like your dad ever shows up around here. Half the time he forgets you're here, your mom's busy out running around her little social circle having margaritas, and we have to send you home in a taxi.
He gets off at work at 4.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, if you'll check the clock, 4 o'clock's already past us.
Is that good for your schedule?
Anything's good for my schedule, smart aleck. You send your big, fat, obnoxious dad over here and tell him Joe Elliott says he can whip him 9 ways to Sunday. Hey, kid, get away from that, would you? Back up. No, that doesn't belong to you. Okay. You happy now? That's just great. Hey. Who brought Grand Theft Auto? I thought we said we weren't allowed to have that. We're not allowed to have that video game over here. What now, kid?
Wow, that joke hurt. I haven't been in this much pain since the last time I fell off my bike.
Look, I'm using sound effects to make people think you're playing Grand Theft Auto, which, of course, is rated M for immature or something like that. Back off, would you please, kid?
Your show stinks more than our bathroom does after Daddy was in there.
Yeah, you're quite the wiseacre, aren't you, little smart Ellie?
Have you been drinking? Your what? Breath smells like my Little League coaches. Lay off the sauce, dude.
He's not that one who paid that other kid $25 to hit the kid in the head, is he? Anyway, you kids, would you back up over there and get away from the toilet? Great. There goes Mr. Metz's rack of toupees. That's wonderful.
Your show reminds me of the stuff that cakes on the end of my sleeves during the cold and flu season.
Whose kid is this? Would somebody pick this kid up? What's that? Who put the pair of pliers in the CD player? Is it you again?
You're kind of creepy. Were you a public school janitor before you took this job?
Pull this thing out of here. They're going to charge me for this. This comes out of my next check. No, kid. That's the heating system. We don't need heat this time of year. How do you shut this thing off? You little smart aleck, I told you to sit down or go play in the little rubber balls with the other kids over there. Little rat. Thank you.
You should be on TV. Yeah, I heard Slime Time Live is looking for new slime.
There, that big fat guy's out front there waving for you. That must be your daddy over there. Yeah, go hop in the van. That'll do it. Sorry, kid. False alarm. It was Francine's boyfriend. Oh, wait, there's another fat guy out there with a goatee, and he has the same number of earrings that you have, even though you're 8 years old. Yeah, hop in. Well, that's our station van, kid. Hey, kid, that's our van.
Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Yeah?
It would have been more fun to be invited to Michael Jackson's for a sleepover.
Hey, kid, who's driving that thing?
Susteren, Fox News. All we talk about on Fox News is missing pretty white girls. Oh, I've been wringing my hands over the last month and a half over that little girl down in Aruba. What happened to her? Is she in the trash dump? Did she swim out to sea? Has she found a lover and moved away? We may never know. Although, there was an arm that came up on the beach a couple of days ago, but it turned out it was one of those Japanese hug-me fake arms that lonely spinsters use to go to sleep at night. So we're back to square one into What Happened to Natalie Holloway. With me assembled, as always, is my panel of experts, Detective Dan Ross. He's a retired search coordinator. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Greta. It's nice to be here.
And Marjorie Chen, a forensic specialist.
Me go bye-bye.
Yeah, whatever, babe. And, of course, as always, hanging on like a clinging vine, Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa, what's her name?
You know what? My mother wears a wig.
Since it's abundantly clear that I'm threatened by the other women on this show who are much better looking than I, I'll just speak with you, Detective Dan Ross.
Whatever it takes, baby.
Detective Dan, how much longer can we mesmerize the American people by showing pictures of Natalie Holloway as a cheerleader in dance competition, hugging her boyfriend, and flicking her beautiful blonde locks over her shoulder with a comely look on her face?
And don't forget about the one of her washing her car very slowly, pushing the bubbles over the window. Very, very sexy.
I tend to agree. We're looking around for other missing pretty white girls so we can show some other pictures. However, there are none. The runaway bride had a face like a horse, so we couldn't stay on that story for very long. And this mama of peace, or whatever she calls herself, down in Crawford, Texas, she's certainly not pretty, she's certainly not young, and her face is all twisted up like Dan Rather's when he licks a Sour Pop.
Well, of course, Greta. And after all, we're Fox News. We're not going to show anybody who hates W.
Well, so do I. I'm the token liberal here on Fox News, but I don't want to put an unattractive woman on the air. That's my position here at Fox. Who do you suggest we could get rid of who's young and pretty so we can focus on her day in and day out for 3 weeks in a row? The missing pretty white girl of the day is...
How about we get a guy to lead Paris Hilton into obscurity? I mean, she's young, she's pretty, and she's dumb enough to follow a guy into a place if she thinks she's going to get her fingernails done for free.
How can you keep a media hog like her out of sight for a long time?
We could probably occupy her time for 2 or 3 weeks by just handing her a Rubik's Cube and trying to see if she can figure it out.
I'm Greta Van Susteren. Thank you for joining. Oh, we have a Fox News alert. There is a pretty white girl missing. Her name? Michael Jackson. More details after this break.
The life I love is playing basketball, my friend.
Joe, you don't need to call.
Hey, listen, dadgummit, I can hear you smirking from here, Larry.
I am not smirking, Joe. I just said you do not need to call.
Smirking all over the dadgum boat, I hear you, Larry.
I'm not smirking.
Hey, listen, I tried my best to switch radiator stations so I didn't have to listen to your big, fat, cardinal-loving baby mouth today after about 10 minutes old with Dr. Lower talking about some 11-year-old girl that's starting her period. I figured it's time to switch back to Larry Minner Gay Cardinal Show.
Yeah, because that period, that's not the second period of a basketball game, Joe. It's a different thing.
Yeah, I figured that out. So anyway, go ahead and mock me. That's right, then. Mock the Wildcats, Larry. Sing us right upside the head.
Joe, I do not mock you. I do not zing you. That's all in your head.
I'm just smirking. I feel you. We got it coming, Larry. And Tommy Smith has got the gold, dadgummit.
Oh, don't start that ridiculous talk.
Yeah, matter of fact, we got to clean the whole dadgum house of Wildcats right now. You know what I mean? There ain't no way in the world no smart boys from Vandersmilk can beat the ULK 4 times in a row, dadgummit.
Well, Joe, they have done that.
I mean, Adolph Rutbus must be spitting in his grave today. I'll bet you if Adolf Rupp was alive yesterday, he would have rather gone to the Louis Farrakhan rally than be in another pitiful performance by his beloved Big Blue basketball team. Yeah, that gummit truth is, ain't no former Wild Coach Count Kemp. That gummit, ain't no former Wildcat coach got to feel good about what's happening in Lexington with the Wildcats right now.
Well, okay, Joe, calm down.
Isn't that gummit? Even old Sick Rick Mathainer understands that the worst Kentucky looks, the worster of reflection it is on his Cardinal boys, because you like can't beat him, Larry.
That's exactly right. He wants UK to win.
So don't y'all Cardinal crybabies get all stolen up and swollen up in the head with your little lucky streak right now. As long as you UK is suffering, it just makes Euless Bill look even worse because we dominated you back in December, Larry.
Yeah, I think most of the Cardinal fan base is pleased with where U of L is today, despite losing to UK early in the season.
Getting all uppity on the Big Blue Nation when we're down, Larry. See, that's just like you to kick us when we're down, Larry.
How am I kicking you? I'm talking about the U of L fan base.
You and all your red sweater-wearing gay boy Cardinal lovers is probably out there laughing at the ULK troubles when really y'all ought to be a-pulling for us to do better so it helps your RPI, Larry.
And that's exactly what we're doing, Joe.
I don't care if you
go not. Big Blue. See there? Go Big Blue.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Larry. You don't mean it, that gummit. And I don't care if you done gone up in the ratings again. You still suck, and you know you're as gay no matter what the polls say. Yeah, and so what, you beat UConn.
UConn is great.
Come on, they's gay, Larry.
They just won the championship a few years ago.
Come with the whole Big Leash is a gay sissy league that couldn't beat no SEC team to save their lives, Larry.
Here we go.
Yeah, y'all's in a weak mid-major, and you know it, Larry. And Georgetown might be about half good, but everybody else is gay, and they's all weak, Larry.
Well, why are you admitting that Georgetown is good?
But see, I always got to say Georgetown is good so people don't keep teasing me about going 3-for-33 against them way back when I was coaching. We got humiliated.
I remember that. That was in the Final Four, wasn't it? That's back in the days when UK would go to the Final Four.
Hey, listen, Larry. That dumb Cardinal crybabies is going to have your little day right now. But come plenty of time, we'll see who's the real deal and who is the no-cat line cheating pretenders.
I'm just messing with you, Joe.
And Tubby Smith, I know your show is coming up in a minute, but you ain't broadcaster my gating from no public place, or us cat fans would surround the building and demand that you resign right now and take all your loser assistants with you. Yeah, dadgummit, get Pat Riley on the phone.
Get Pat Riley on the
open
phone.
Open up the dadgum checkbook and pay whatever it takes. I mean, this stuff right now, dadgummit. Us cat fans is so mad right now that we's red in the face, and that's the last color we want to be, dadgummit.
Good morning, I'm Katie Couric on this bleak, horrible, difficult day in America. I hope all of you are somehow able to get up and get dressed. I go forward. I'm sorry, I'm not being very professional. You're on the Today Show. Can you play some music or something? I just needed to swallow a couple of pills my psychiatrist gave me. I'm Katie Couric, and this is Today. And let's bring out my next guest.
Hello.
Your name is?
Dr. Phil.
Of course.
How's it going?
Well, you can tell it's not going very well at all.
You are divorced, right?
No, I'm a single mother.
You have how many children at home?
Two little girls.
Do you resent your children?
No, that's not why I'm crying, Dr. Phil.
I don't know anything.
Just let me talk as a...
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
But no, that's not about sex.
This is a big deal.
No, this is bigger than this, Dr. Phil.
What's your question?
How can I get over the fact that John Kerry lost? I'm a member of the media, and I don't know where to turn. Oh, God. We're going to have to go to a break. I just think I messed myself. I'll be back in a moment. Oh, wait a second.
I'm starting to feel better. Look who just walked in.
I'm John Kerry.
Hi, John. I love you so much. I feel better that you came back to me.
Believe it.
Do you love me?
I would not.
You would not love me?
No, I'm not.
You're not in love with me?
Nope, sorry. Time for diplomacy is over. We're going.
We're going? You and me, we're going? I'm very wealthy. You know, I make a lot of money. You could learn to love me like you do that old hag you're with now. This is Katie Couric. I'm quitting my job. I'm in love. Goodbye forever.
Hello, this is Mrs. Petrino.
Is your old man going to take the LSU job and get his head stomped in into SEC by the good teams like Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky?
I'm not going. That jackass husband of mine, he didn't consult with me first. I am the boss of this family. I'm not going.
This is Boss Radio with all the tunes our boss says to play.
We're wild men. We'll be in chains. Hi, I'm Nick St. John.
And I'm Rick St. John. You can hear us talk nasty every morning on Wild 109 FM. We're those wild men morning DJs who talk about our crotches on the radio and shock people. We say penis on the air. And then we laugh about it like we didn't say it 500 times on yesterday's show, too. Penis. That is so wild. We are total wild men. We ought to be in chains. Isn't that shocking? Aren't you shocked? We're the best shock jockeys ever because sometimes we say nasty words that even we don't know what they mean. That's wild. That's insane. That's the influence of hip-hop where we don't know for sure what those black guys are rapping, but we know it's nasty. Speaking of nastiness, things are getting nasty in the broadcasting business for some guys who were talking tough about a year ago. It looks like satellite radio may come crashing down because they're in financial trouble. That means that Howard Stern will be unemployed again. That's wild. That's insane. He'll probably have to come to work for us as our intern. We can make Howard get down on all fours and bark like a dog and beg us to be our prison biatch. Wouldn't that be wild? Wouldn't that be insane? Yeah, but he probably said it from his one-bedroom efficiency apartment. His wife got all of his money in the divorce, and his satellite stock is worthless, so now he's a poor boy again. We told you that satellite radio wouldn't work because nobody wants to pay $13 a month for something they can get for free. Howard Stern is a boss, and Nick and Rick love it. Now America will finally understand that penis jokes are just as funny coming from two minimum-wage DJs as they are from a crybaby like Howard Stern. He's a tool. He's a big has-been crybaby grandpa who already had his day and can't give it up for the young cutting-edge penis joke tellers like Nick and Rick. Howard Stern needs to go home, put on a sweater, and talk about the weather with his grandchildren. Today is all about Nick and Rick, the wild 109 DJs who do outrageous stunts on the radio with strippers, midgets, and hermaphrodites. We rock harder than anybody rocks, and we make jokes about stuff like 9/11 and JonBenet, and people dying from eating spinach. That's classy radio broadcasting with America's number one shock jockeys, Nick and Rick St. John from Wild 109 FM. Well, we're out of here until tomorrow, when we'll come back to shock and stun you with our zany deranged madness.
Where are you going, dude?
I gotta take my dad to the doctor and then go to church.
Yeah, and I have to write the opening prayer for my John Birch Society meeting tonight, and then help my daughter with her algebra.
Hey, algebra! It's got the word bra in it!
Yeah, we'll save it for the show, pervert.
I'll write it down. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, say hi to Mom.
Howdy, howdy, boys and girls, it's T-Barbie Ranch time. We're glad to see you all today and hope you're feeling fine. We'll sing and dance and have a show and a birthday party too. It's T-Barbie Ranch time.
Hello, my name is Jordan and I'm 5 years old and it's my birthday and I want to come on and... and say hello to my mama and to my other mama who lives with us. And my other mama, she fixes us hot pockets for breakfast. And then we have hot pockets for lunch and And then both my mamas go to the gambling boat. And so me and my little brother, we're by ourselves. So if I can push the chair over by the microwave and stand on it and push the buttons, then I can make supper. And I make Hot Pockets.
Brush your teeth each morning.
Thank you.
Get lots of sleep at night.
Hi, Mama.
Mind your mom and daddy, cause they know what is right.
I don't know who my daddy
lots
is.
Lots of exercise each day and eat up all your food.
Hot Pockets.
And always wear a great big smile. It makes you look so good. Be sure to look both left and right before you cross the street.
Hey.
And be with us tomorrow at 9.
I want to tell you.
When it's tea. Bar V Ranch time.
I heard my mama use a new word today. It's is that okay to say?
Hey, it's Skip and Chip Waldrip.
Hi, guys.
We're from Louisville, but we're vacationing up in Canada.
Yeah.
Is it raining there in Louisville yet?
Yes, it is raining here in Louisville right now, kind of all day long. Rain.
We live in a big house on the Louisville side of the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Do you think our basement's wet?
I saw some people on the news who said they were kind of taking preventative measures to protect their homes. Who are you guys again? Have we met?
We own the local electronics store called Half-Ab Ass. Just go over there and get a bunch of cardboard boxes and fill them full of sand and put them in front of our house.
Well, we'll
pay you when we get home.
I'm busy hosting a radio show, but perhaps one of your neighbors could get your Waldrip. Is that you said what your name is, guys? Should they call you?
Just call us on our cell phone.
Okay.
502-599-5995.
Okay. I'll do what I can for you there, fellas, and hopefully your number will get out and somebody will protect your place, but maybe we shouldn't even be announcing the fact that you're not even there. So long!
Tell everybody in Louisville we said hi.
Okay.
And we'll be back from Canada real soon when everything's dry.
Okay.
Bye-bye!
The life I love is playing basketball, my friend.
Larry.
Joe?
Hey, what's up, Beastman, Larry?
Yeah, let's talk, okay? Let's be calmer now, okay?
Larry, listen, I know you Eula Spellers are sitting there all fat and happy with just one wimpy big Leafs game left before the tournament. Yeah, y'all is all cocky about your ranking in the bowl and how all the TV talking heads is showing all their love all the time.
Oh, well, Louisville deserves it.
But your dark days is coming soon, Larry.
Oh, dark days?
Yeah, the Kentucky Wildcats has done come through our dark days. Yeah, things is going to change real soon, starting with the next game against Florida.
Yeah,
see, they been a-sucking, and they is gay, and, well, they is just going to fold like a dead because they is coached by Billy Donovan, a slick Rick Martino disciple.
Joe, what are you smoking? Florida just won the national championship last year.
Larry, come on, that was all fixed, Larry. The NC2A got tired of Kentucky winning it every year, so they said, let's fix it so some other SEC team wins it.
Can you believe this?
See, it'll spice things up.
So they fixed it.
Yeah, see, that's what happened. I guarantee that coming, Larry. Anyhow, it's obvious that Kentucky ain't as good this year as we've been in the past.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think Tubby Smith is a-slipping, and maybe he's senile, and maybe he just don't care no more, or maybe it's just bad luck.
Hey, I think it's bad luck.
Yeah, me, I'll tell you what I think. I think he just needs to do some maturing, Larry.
Joe, you always use that word, maturing.
See, that's what I always used to say about my players, that they need to do some maturing. Yeah.
You don't say that about a grown man.
And the way to get Tubby to behave better is to do what all these other stars do all the time.
What do they do?
They go to rehab, Larry.
No, don't start that nonsense.
Yeah. See, that's what we gotta do with old Tubby Smith. Send him to rehab to relearn basketball.
Oh, basketball rehab.
Yeah. So what do you say we do an intervention, Larry?
An intervention?
Yes, we're gonna surround him with love and tell him that we know he ain't a-doing what he's supposed to do. And then we're going to shave his head like Britney Spears and send him to rehab. You know, some kind of coaching rehab.
So there's a coaching rehab center.
Yeah. See, the first thing that they're going to do is he's going to go in there and he's going to make you forget all the bad stuff that's been happening to you.
Just clean off your brain?
That's right. And for Tubby Smith, that would be about the last daggum 8 years of Wildcat basketball.
Just wipe it all out of there.
And I think then they give you some kind of electric shock and it wipes your brain clear and like an Etch-A-Sketch machine.
I got you.
And then they shake you real hard, I think so. And then they hold you by the hand and tell you that they's going
to make you right again if you really want it.
But you have to want it.
That's right. It's all up to you. Yeah, and then the time for pussyfooting is all over with, Larry. After that, it gets to be kind of like boot camp, where they start you back like you was a baby, and you relearn everything by having it shouted at you.
Shouting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then they get some screaming crazy drill instructor barking right in your ear all hours of the night and day to get your mind right. Yeah, and then they'll take Tubby back to square one and learn him the fundamentals of the game, like chip shots and bounce passing and setting picks.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, and if Tubby Smith starts to show some progress at relearning how to coach, well, then we can slowly let him have control of the team again.
You're taking away control of the team. You're going to send him to coaching rehab.
That's right, Larry.
And bring him back slowly.
Yeah, and we'll let him come back. Otherwise, well, he's going to have to stay in basketball rehab till next season. And by that time, we're going to have Mr. Pat Riley back on the UK.
Pat Riley is not coming back to UK.
That's right. Be the last time Pat Riley was on the UK payroll, we had to hand him his money under the table. But now this would be all legitimate, Larry, and probably a few more dollars than what he had when we paid him just to be a dadgum player.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies